Gertrude, I think yourself lucky you haven't been thrown out yet.
How dare you!
Ladies, please, I have a terrible headache.
Come on, children, time for bed. No more playing with your soldiers tonight, Fred. You need your sleep.
Yes, Mama.
Mary?
Let me stay a little while longer, Mama. I've got to make sure my nutcracker is comfortable for the night.
Very well, but come to bed soon, or you will not be up in good time in the morning.
How are you feeling now, my little nutcracker?
How does anyone feel when they've had half their teeth knocked out?
Don't be too angry with my brother for hurting you. He's really quite kind-hearted.
What? He's a little monster.
But now I'm going to take great care of you until you're well and happy again. I'll ask Godpapa Drosselmeyer to put your teeth back in and make your jaw straight again.
Look, I'd really rather Drosselmeyer left my teeth alone.
That's strange. I could have sworn you pulled a face when I said Godpapa Drosselmeyer's name.
Yeah, that's because I did.
No. I'm being silly. How could you have pulled a face? You're made of wood.
I do wish you'd listen to me.
Anyway, you'd better lie down. Miss Clara, please be kind enough to give up your bed to this poor sick nutcracker.
It's not her bed.
I'm sure you can manage just as well on the sofa.
Me? Sleep on a sofa? The very idea.
After all, you are quite well and strong. That's why you've got such lovely pink cheeks. And the sofa is very soft and comfortable.
Then why doesn't he sleep on it?
In point of fact, they're my bed and my sofa, and I don't see why I should share my home with anyone.
Ladies, I really don't think anything's going to be solved, but...
Oh, that noise! Did you hear it, Miss Gertrude?
Yes, Miss Clara, and I think I've heard it before.
What's happening?
Listen, there's something wrong with the clock. And that's not all. The wooden owl on the top of the clock is moving its eyes. If I didn't know that it was only carved out of wood, I'd have said it was alive.
Oh, it's stretching its wings.
And covering the face of the clock.
To stop it seeing.
Or to stop it telling.
Telling what?
Knock. Knock. Stop. Knock. A warning bell. Mouse King, he is well. Stop. Stop. Do. A bell stopped up, but the hour has come.
That horrid owl!
But it isn't an owl anymore. It's changed.
It's changed into a hill.
Drosselmeyer.
Grandpa, what are you doing up there?
I may have been more handsome than your nutcracker, but I'm certainly prettier than that wooden owl on your clock. Even if I have only got one eye.
Please come down. You're frightening me, good papa.
It's not me you need to be frightened of.
What do you mean? You should be frightened of. Please tell me, good papa. Who's that?
It's that small thing. Here we go, Mr. Fox. If our eyes like the moonlight, shining brightly in the night. Who is that?
Who is that? Here we come. Pitter, patter, pitter, 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 pitter,
pitter, pitter, pitter. Mice!
They're everywhere, coming out of the wall.
And up through the floor.
This doesn't look good.
Bottom, please.
He's being out of every crack.
Sliding through every...